tell us about the finish of the Trans Am race. How did it go?
The finish was great. The finish line itself was great. The warm welcome with the family and friends and a ton of nieces and nephews, and it was fantastic. It was more than I could ever have hoped for with all the, you know, with having all the family there so far away from home. So it was great. Leading up to the finish itself probably was a little bit took a little longer mentally than I thought it would. Just a couple hundred miles before, you think it's going to go fast, but knowing you're getting towards the finish, it that's dragged out forever. But it was great to get to the finish.
Finish second. Did that surprise you at all?
Yes and no. I was very pleased with it, and I was surprised because I finished among veterans of the race and veterans of endurance cycle racing altogether. But I was training to finish well, and I did set my goals pretty high for the race. So it was a surprise and a shock, but at the same time, it was what I had trained for the year prior. So I was, but still was shocked and happy with that.
So in total, how long did it take you to drive across the country?
It took me 18 days, 12 hours, and some change, I believe. So, and first place was 17 days and 9 hours. So I was just over a day behind first place.
Took a physical toll on you a bit, didn't it?
Yes, it did. There was ups and downs physically throughout the race. The first 3 days, I felt great. You know, the body was cooperating, felt awesome. Then I had climbing the Rockies and such. I definitely experienced some muscle aches and different knee pains and Achilles and everything. But we worked through them all, or I worked through them all. And by the last week of the race, I had none of that soreness at all. It was just kind of settled into a groove and pedaled.
Were you able to take care of yourself in terms of eating and hydrating? And that was that easy enough to accomplish?
Yes and no. There were definitely stretches of the race without services, meaning without any gas stations or restaurants, where you really had to try to prep for that as far as carrying enough hydration with you. And there were some definite times where I probably could have did a little better for myself in that department. But I made it. And probably could have ate a little more. It's really hard to replace 10,000 calories a day is what I was burning. And to eat that every day while trying to race a bicycle and sleep and everything else is pretty taxing. So,
and you didn't always have a motel to sleep in either, I hear.
No, sir. The first night I actually camped, that went okay, but I woke up shivering about 2 hours later, so just proceeded to bike. And then there's 4 other nights where I actually slept at post offices, which is a warm, dry place to sleep, but not really that comfortable. But not always hotels. Probably half the nights I slept in hotels. And by sleep, it's about 3 to 4 hours, and you're back on the bike.
And you have a kind of a unique view of the United States. Tell us about the vistas that you saw.
It's beautiful, you know, cycling the United States. It was a race, so I did probably, so to speak, had my head down a lot of times and head down and in the pedals. But I probably missed a lot of it, doing a lot of it in the evening and early morning at dark time. I actually went into Yellowstone, for example, at dark. It was moonlit, so it still was pretty cool to see. Not a lot of people probably get that experience. But that was one of the vistas, just seeing Yellowstone moonlit without a bunch of tourists. Cycling through that was pretty cool. Hoosier Pass in Colorado and the Tetons, just breathtaking, you know, coming up over that. Idaho is, you wouldn't think of it, but another beautiful state pedaling through. So definitely.
There was a lot of support for you, right?
Support in the way of family and friends and dot watchers just reaching out on Facebook and cheering me on and coming out to cheer me on along the course, you know, with signs made up and stuff like that. But I think it's a self-supported race, so I couldn't technically have support in any other way. Nobody could bring me water or food or money or anything like that. But wow, the support that I had in the way that they could support me was phenomenal. I was beside myself, totally blown away.